Electric Shock. 안녕하세요, 니콜입니다. Hey guys, it's me, Nicole. Welcome to the first episode of Electric Shock K-Pop on 96.1 The Wit. Today I am joined by fellow K-Pop lover,
Kai Girly.
For those of you who don't know, K-Pop is Korean pop music, and the show is for K-Pop fans by a K-Pop fan. So Kai, tell me how you first got into K-Pop.
So I first got into K-Pop by on YouTube. There was like the sidebar area, and like on the sidebar, there was a music video that kept on popping up over and over again. The music video was called like Bad Boy by Big Bang, and it kept on popping up. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to give it a try. And I clicked it, and I really liked the music video. And then after that point, I kind of just got absorbed into the K-pop world.
Yeah, for me, I knew Gangnam Style came out when I was in seventh grade or like middle school-ish. Mm-hmm. And I knew about that, but then I didn't really know about other K-pop artists. So it wasn't until high school. So I was in Spanish class and this girl was telling me about this K-drama. It was Boys Over Flowers.
It's all such a beautiful K-drama.
It's on Netflix. It's kind of cheesy, but at the time I loved it. And then after that, I was looking for other K-dramas, and I discovered one called Dream High, which based in high school, and it was a high school for music production, and the end goal was basically to become a K-pop star. And I think that's what really got me into K-pop, was that show. So mostly for the rest of this episode, we're going to be talking about the boy band EXO. EXO is from SM Entertainment. SM Entertainment is headed by co-CEOs Nam Jung Chol and Kim Dong Jun. So in the realm of K-pop, there are three companies that are considered the big three, and that's SM Entertainment, and then the other two are JYP and YG.
Oh, what it was like, I just came to mind, but like there's like AOMG, which is like the rap and R&B blues company, which is like a smaller company, but it's ran by like Jay Park, which he was a K-pop artist, but now he's like doing his own thing, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And then like what came to mind was like I was trying to remember which one was like the biggest company because they started like K-pop in like the 90s. I can't remember which one that was. Mm-hmm. Of all the big three.
Yeah, and like there are like tons of successful groups that are not a part of the big three entertainment companies, like BTS for sure. Their entertainment company's big hit, but in the K-pop fandom, those are just the three that are considered the big ones. So EXO currently has 9 members, and they're all from all over the world. Most of them are from South Korea, but so we have Shumin. He is one of the lead vocalists in the group, and he speaks Korean and Chinese. Then we have Suho. He's the leader. So in K-pop, most groups have one person that they consider their leader, and their job is like to really keep the group going.
Like a big brother.
Yeah.
Like a big sister.
Yeah. He's also a main vocal, and he's from South Korea, and he can speak Korean. Then we have Lay. He's one of the main dancers, and he's a vocalist. He's from China, and so he can speak Chinese and Korean.
He's just gorgeous and a beautiful person, and his dance moves just, ugh.
I think it's just so cool, like K-pop getting members from like other countries.
Yeah, like having members from like other countries is like really, it expands their fandom. And I know for a fact one of the like the country that they're trying like the hardest to get K-pop stars is like from America, because the language difference is such a big issue. But getting K-pop stars from like China and like Korea and stuff like that is like not that uncommon, really. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool and pretty good.
And then they go to school to learn these languages. It's like so crazy. Then we have Baekhyun. He is one of the main vocals also, and he's from South Korea. And then we have Chen. He's one of the main vocals. Like, a lot of these are just like they sing. He's a main vocal. He's from South Korea and he can speak Korean. Then we have Chanyeol. He's one of the main rappers, so he raps in Korean also, aside from singing, because he's also a vocalist. And then he's from South Korea and he can speak Korean. Then we have Dio. He's one of the main vocals also, and he's from South Korea and he can speak Korean and English. Now we have Kai. He's one of the main dancers also, and he's also a vocalist, and he raps too.
But like Kai, oh, that man, yeah. That beautiful, beautiful man.
Yeah, he's he's one of the lead rappers, and he's also a visual. And like being a visual of the group just means you look really nice. You look pretty.
He could be a model.
Yeah, he could be a model. And yeah, he's from South Korea, and he speaks Korean. And lastly, we have Sehun. He's considered the maknae of the group, which just means he's the youngest member, and he dances, and he's a rapper also. He's from South Korea, and he can speak Korean.
One thing I would say about Dio, I know when the people that they have can speak English the best in the group, or when it comes to interviews, they're the ones that are always, like, yeah. Talking.
Yeah, when, like, it's in American interviews, it's whoever can speak English the best will do it. Or if they're an interview in Chinese, yeah. It'll most likely be Lee.
Yeah.
We are now going to listen to some of EXO's music, starting with their song, Coco Bop.
Shimmy shimmy coco pop, I think I like it. 긴장은 down down, 부끄러운 말고 어지러운 마음 속에 내가 들어가 익숙한 듯 부드럽게 내게 번져가.
지금 my stop 시간은 가 지금 더 틱톡
We take shots
We take shots 떠나자 우리가 뱅뱅 파워 이어폰 살고 흘러 나오는 멜로디로 시끄러운 소음 듣고 볼륨은 on high We got that power every time
흔들지 않아도 꿈꾸던 널
It's out of your body body
오늘 다시 함께
신나게 한번 불태워볼까
Go kind of feel it feel it
So turn me up
We got that power power
네가 나를 볼 때 서로 같은 마음이 느껴질 때
power power
더 강해지는 걸
난 마녀
EXO's first album, XOXO. Now we're going to go into the history of the group. EXO used to be a 12-member group, and they debuted in 2012. And they were divided into two groups, XOK and XOM. Mm,
which is pretty nice to have multiple subgroups.
Yeah. And their debut song was called What Is Love? So at the beginning, the two subgroups, XOK would sing in Korean and XOM would sing in Mandarin Chinese. Each subgroup had six members and they would do the same songs, but one group would sing them in Korean and one group would sing them in Mandarin Chinese. Currently now, there are nine members of EXO because three of them left. There aren't really mentions of those two subgroups anymore, but they do sing songs in both Mandarin and Korean.
Yeah, like I know with like most recent, you don't really see like where it says EXOK or EXOM. It says like EXO. They've kind of almost taken away like the subgroups that they have and just kind of brought back the fact of just having one big group, which is not bad. I mean, as long as you continue to do
music. Like in their albums, it would be just an EXO album. And then they would have the first half of the album would be the songs in Korean. And then the second half of the album would be the same songs, but in Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that. And then it'd be pretty nice because, like, I know that there was who it was. Oh, yeah, Big Bang. So, like, I know what Big Bang, like, they did one whole album or, like, a part of an album. And they did, like, three different albums because they did a world tour. And there was one was in Chinese, another one was in Japanese, another one was in Korean. And then some groups have been, like, lately doing music in English, which translating words into English is kind of interesting because you know what they're actually saying sometimes. Mm-hmm. And some people are, like, kind of shocked. But the fact of doing multiple, taking their song and then having like not only their leaders learn one language to do one song, they learn another language, which also helps them learn the language faster and quicker and understand it better, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and like EXO's also come out with songs in like Japanese too. I think it's just amazing that they can do that.
The more languages they do, the more their fandom just expands.
Yeah. So all EXO songs in all languages mentioned have a chance of being played during our show. You can hear songs in Korean, but also Mandarin Chinese and also Japanese. Coming up is EXO's debut song, What Is Love?
Girl, I can't explain what I feel.
Yeah. 내가 질투나 죽겠나 봐.
My baby, 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 널 알아보는 걸 이게 사랑인걸.
아이처럼 널 자주 웃게 만들고 친구처럼 널 가장 편하게 만들 거야.
My baby.
Up, 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 할 필요 없대 coming up.
챙길 건 없이 네 손잡아 my lady 가는 길만 널 외카 베톨로네 girl.
발걸음이 남달라 지금 이 속도 맞춰보자 tempo.
Baby girl 아침을 설레게 하는 morning call 매일 봐도 보고 싶은 맘인 걸
지금부터 나와 let's get down yeah, no. 모든 것이 완벽하게 좋아 so don't throw it off on me
Don't mess up my tempo 들어봐 이건 충분히 I said don't mess up my tempo 그녀의 맘을 훔칠 beat 어디에도 없을 리듬에 맞춰 1, 2, 3 Don't mess up my tempo 멈추지 don't wanna leave me alone
주위 둘러봐라고 끊임없이 좁혀진 거리 너에게 맞춰진 heartbeat 하고 싶은 대로
그게 없군 test me 혼자 있기 어색하다면 보내준 메시지 나 요감이 flexing 해줘 위줄로 바늘 보는
난 영원하고 싶다
So don't mess up my tempo baby
Don't slow it up for me
Don't mess up my tempo Don't mess up my tempo Don't mess up my tempo Don't mess up my hold
Don't mess up my tempo Don't mess up my tempo Don't mess up my tempo
내 눈을 바라보고 말해 나의 귓가에 맞게 나만 사랑한다 말해 나밖에 없다고 말해
더 이상 흔들리지 않게 절대 널 뺏기지 않게 누구도 건들 수 없게
내 곁에 너를 지킬게
내 마음이 느껴지니
느껴지니
나를 감싸는 유일한 나만의 Savior oh, oh, oh.
듣고 싶은 그녀는 나의 멜로디 하루 종일 꺼내 너는 oh, 떠나지 않게 그녀의 곁에
Don't mess up my tempo 따라와 이건 충분히 I said don't mess up my tempo 완전 네 다른 세계 빛 어디에도 없을 네 너만 명한 one, two, three Don't mess up my tempo 멈출 수 없는 이 끌림
널 한 입에 치즈처럼 집어넣을 테다 향기 맡고 색깔 음미하고 와인보다 우아하게 잡아먹을 테다
아들한테 발톱에 힘이 빠져 이마까지 없었죠 혹시 내가 아픈 건가 병이라도 걸린 거니
큰일 나지
정신 차려 어쩌다 인간에게 마음을 뺏겨 버려 나
그냥 입거리 뿐이라고
Hey 확 불어 그다음 막막 흔들어 정신이 캐 Hey 자 안에 본 스타일로 적은 보름달이 지기 전에 해치워라
그래 울어 내가 울어
situation 이해 못해 못해
저 따라온 늑대 놈이 결국 날 잡아먹겠지
그게 아닌데 사랑에 빠진 겁니다
너무 아름다 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 오 그대 내 니마 내 니마 내 니마 오 나를 두려워 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 마 나는 특별한 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 울 그대 사랑한 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 울 내게 눈이 먼 눈이 먼 눈이 먼 울 Hey 확 묻어 그다음만 흔들어 정신이 캐 자 안에 본 스타일로 적은 보름달이 지기 전에 해치워라 그래 울어 내가 울어
사랑해요
난 늑대고 넌 미녀 그래 울어 내가 울어
사랑해요
난 늑대고 넌 미녀
날 멋든 계속 그댈 났어 야수인데 그딴 말할 거면 꺼져 필요하다면 날 바꿔 그녀를 절대 보낼 수가 없어 거부할 수 없이 강렬한 이 느낌에 빠져버려 나를 맞서 난 단순한 게 좋아 내 속에 숨어있던 것이 지금 지금 눈 떴어
You were just listening to Wolf. Now we're going to talk about the K-pop industry a little bit with slave contracts. So, Kai, what do you know about this?
A lot. I just know that slave contracts and K-pop industry are horrible. And a little bit of it has happened in the United States with a couple groups. But overall, I've heard just constantly it's always South Korea. They're legit. Once you sign the contract, you basically gave your life away.
They own you.
They legit do own you. Yeah. It's like there's no going back from it.
Yeah. With EXO, three of their members were fed up with the way we're being treated. We're not getting paid. We're doing all this other stuff. So they left and they were being sued by SM Entertainment because they left before their contract was up.
I know with these slave contracts that are being brought to light because now more and more people and more fandoms learning about the contracts, how their biases are treated. Now people are stepping in and saying, okay, well, this is not right. And some of the companies, I mean, I've noticed a couple of companies have changed over time with how they're treating their people and stuff. But I know some companies are still stuck in their ways and continue doing the same thing over and over again that they used to be doing, which is pretty bad. You shouldn't have to basically take a person and enslave them and tell them how they should look and tell them what they should eat and tell them how much they should sleep and how much work they should put into their music and dancing and stuff like that. That's not right.
Mm-hmm. So I printed off this article from Soompi. They're one of the K-pop news agencies. Mm-hmm. So one of the members of EXO, his name was Tao. He left the group before his contract was up. And he's from China, so he went to go do work in China. And then, according to this article titled, Tao Loses Final Appeal in Lawsuit Against SM Entertainment, this came out in 2018, says, on March 20th, SM Entertainment revealed that on March 15th, 2018, the Supreme Court appeal for the lawsuit against the company for the invalidity of Tao's exclusive contract, the Supreme Court rejected the appeal of Tao's side. So Tao basically lost his lawsuit through that SM Entertainment went after him. And if I remember correctly, they were suing him for using the name Tao.
It's basically like legit, like a slave. Like they own your name. They own who you are. They just own you. You don't have any control. And it sucks when you know that certain stars in the industry, since they were like 7 years old, sometimes a little bit older than that, but like really, really young, till they finally get into a group when they're like in their 20s. And you know, people don't take in consideration that mental factor of what the K-pop industry can have on people, which is pretty tough because some people, Tao and Chris
and Luhan were the other two members of EXO who left.
Yeah, that mental state that you get from being in the industry for so long can have a really major effect on you going forth in your life. So I'm not shocked by the fact that they left. I would leave too if I knew that I had to change everything about me to be this perfect person for a whole bunch of fans and I'm not getting treated right or nor am I getting paid any money out of this.
Well, in the same article, it says in February of the same year, Tao won a lawsuit in China against SM Entertainment, but it was clarified that the verdict was related to Tao's album release infringing rights and not related to the validity of his exclusive contract. So he won against SM Entertainment with his album, but not the contract details in itself.
Oh, that's messed up. I feel like they should win in general or just leave it as loan. If somebody leaves, they have a legit reason for leaving. And most people leave for mental situations.
In another article, Chris releases official statement in response to SM Entertainment's lawsuit. According to the article, apparently after debuting in 2012, in January of 2013, Chris was practicing for a part for 10 days. And then his part suddenly was removed. And it says that SM Entertainment asked him to leave EXO for a few months after Chris just asked why this was the case. It took like multiple negotiations about between Chris and the entertainment company for him to even return to EXO. The article says SM's discriminatory treatment, unbearable treatment, and lack of vacation resulted in a serious health problem for Chris. From July of 2013, Chris worked while taking medication, and in January of 2014, he was diagnosed with myocarditis in China. Despite these situations, SM Entertainment did not look after Chris's health. Furthermore, due to unfair profit allocations and lack of support in Chris's development, he lost all trust in SM's management.
The fact that Chris was taking meds and they were just like, okay, whatever. Yeah.
And some of these people start out when they're really young. They'll be a trainee for years and years and years and they may never debut.
Yeah, which is suck. And I know that with Big Bang and like with 21, they started off when they were really, really small. It's just like, okay, I wonder how their mental state is at this point. They didn't have any freedom since they were kids and they still don't have any new freedom since they were kids. They've been like one way of life. Like you being a trainee probably would shun you or like not show you how life is outside of the K-pop world. You would not know how to probably function really well in a day-to-day basis around in society, which is something that's really bad and really hard to get back into.
Now we're gonna listen to Overdose.
Come in.
So bad, no one can stop her.
Hello, hello, 오직 그것만 봐라. 그녀의 사랑 하나뿐인걸. 치명적인 fantasy. 황홀함을 안 대취해. Oh, she burns me. Oh, she's got me. Oh, she hurts me.
않고 있어. Someone call the doctor, 날 붙잡고 말해줘. 사랑은 명중 넘어져. 시간이 지날수록 통제는 힘들어져. 점점 깊숙이 빠져간다. Too much, 너야. Your love, 이건 overdose. Too much, 너야. Your love, 이건 overdose.
노래는 그 손길로 엄마. 본능은 너를 갈구해 좀 더.
가빠진 숨으로 질식된 후에 전율 그리고 단수.
Her love, her love, 독한 날 같아 내겐 헤어나올 수 없는데.
멈추지만 너무 좋아 can't stop.
Hey doctor, 지금 이대로 가진 않아. 주체할 수 없네. 내 끌린 속에 너가 내려가나. 이 느낌 없이는 죽은 거나 마찬가지야. 내가 사는 이유 난 너랑 달콤함에 중독.
Someone call the doctor.
Someone call the doctor. 난 그녀가 필요해. Hey. 하루도 난 버틸 수 없어.
버티지 못해.
벗어나고 싶지 hey. 않은 천국 같은 너. 긴긴이 너
Magic.
Coco wa Coco ni nai.
Come on, tell me where you at. Why don't you tell me where you at?
Come on, tell me where you at. 40 seconds, no money. 싫어나이 김이 니 날.
Come on, tell me where you at. Why don't you tell me where you at? 날이 아마 나의 빛 못하래 no dance from no wall.
미미니 쿠치 요새 또 screaming.
사례 니 목기가 나요. 삭힌 대로 I know words.
어떤 이놈 믿고 말할 때
뭐 단단 너보를 치매 탈 집가서 쿠쿠치 비로 가.
It's gotta be electric
불에 나의 길이 길이
It's gotta be electric.
Ooh, baby baby 매번 터진 나이
song was Electric Kiss from EXO's 2018 album Countdown. On a lighter note, we're going to talk about fandoms in K-pop.
So one dark side and now one light side.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very good that we need both sides should be talked about.
Yeah.
Not just the happy stuff.
Yeah. Like if you don't talk about both sides, I feel like you just don't know what's actually going on.
Yeah. For fandoms in K-pop, almost every K-pop group has a name for their fans slash fandom. In America, we see this sometimes.
Justin Bieber has his. He's like the Believers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Believers.
The Believers.
Usually in K-pop, the names are officially set by the group. So for EXO, the EXO fandom is called EXO-L, and it's because in the alphabet, L is the letter between K and M.
No sense.
XOK and XOM.
So XO.
XOL. L. Like when they had the two subgroups.
I would be so confused as a fan. I'd be like, what are we?
But I don't know because they don't really do like the XOM, XOL thing anymore. Like subgroups anymore.
It makes it difficult because if you have been like a fan since the group first debuted, now it's kind of like, what happened? And you always want to know and ask questions, and then you don't have their music, and then it's a lot. And then when you do get back on track, the fandom is kind of gone or disappeared or dissipated.
Yeah, it's like really weird listening to XOM, some of their songs, when I know Chris and Tao have parts in those songs, and I'm just like, you guys aren't even a part of this group anymore. It's really sad. But they're both successful right now. So.
Yeah, well, then that's like that's the good part. I don't want like if somebody leaves a group and they just kind of just don't have anything at that point. Yeah. Like, hopefully they have something to like, go to.
Chris has been in American movies.
What movie has he been in?
Valerian.
Cool.
And XXX with Vin Diesel.
Okay, the, well, these are the new I one. Need to rewatch yeah. now. Like, I need to rewatch this because I need to see a beautiful person. Yeah, I know with the fandoms, sometimes the fandoms can continue. Like, if they're in, like, K-dramas or in movies and stuff, like, they're like, oh, like, this is a group. This is persons from an actual, like, industry. Maybe I should continue being their fan. Solely for the fact that maybe I just like their acting, maybe not their music. But at the same time, like, I know groups are kind of, like, dissipating. And that I would blame one group in particular for this exact reason why fan groups are kind of just shrinking. But I don't want to get any arguments going on with certain people. So I'm going to leave that alone.
What group?
I honestly want to blame BTS. For a lot of this, because the group has taken over in a way,
America.
The in America, taken over the industry, and now it's kind of like letting all these other groups kind of just stand off to the side, and we're like the shining stars. We're like in first place, and I'm just like, but there's other beautiful groups out there that a lot of people probably need to get and know about, and get to know and understand, and maybe like. If BTS would do, like, a future, like, with other groups, it'd probably be nice. Because then they get, like, oh, this is another group that we did not know about. Like,
when you first got into K-pop, it wasn't as mainstream as
it was.
But when I got into K-pop, like, Gangnam Style came out, but that's all people knew. It's so mainstream now. I don't know. It's lost, like...
its meaning.
It's magic, almost.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even listen to K-pop music anymore. Like, I would say I listen to... Korean hip-hop artists and Korean R&B artists. So I listen to a lot of people from the AMG company and Higher Music company. And that's solely because they've been the same people from the start. That's kind of where I've gone to because the K-pop industry has kind of just gone so mainstream that it's just like I kind of want to have that back where it wasn't mainstream and we could just have as our little special cup of tea.
Yeah, I follow one or two groups at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It will usually be like a boy band and a girl group. And then sometimes I will follow an artist by themselves.
Favorite boy group was Big Bang, but I mean, they're kind of dissipating. And then I like NCT 127. And then with girl group, I've always liked Twice. It was 21, but sadly they're gone. But I've always liked Twice and they've kind of stayed in their own little way. So I've constantly continued to always like their group. But they don't have a really big fandom, again, like BTS has now or like with other certain groups.
Like Blackpink.
Yeah, like Blackpink's fandom is huge as far as I know now. Some Americans have kind of figured out about their group.
Now we're going to dive a little deep into the music of EXO. What was the first song you've heard?
It was actually Overdose.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Actually,
it was the weirdest thing. I watched the music video. And I was so confused to what was going on. I was just like, huh? And so after that, I had to watch the music video maybe like 3 times to actually figure out about this group. And I was just like, oh.
That okay. Music video is cool, though.
It is.
Like, the part where they're, like, pretending to play the drums with the other person, I'm like,
yeah,
that's really cool. So the first song I discovered was Mama.
Really?
Yeah. And if you watch the music video, it's very, very strange.
Yeah. It's a little bit.
It has like a whole introduction part that's all in English. And I'm just like, okay. And then you get into the song. And at one point, one of the members starts screaming.
And you're just like,
and he has like marker written all over his face.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. The music videos. For a certain K-pop artist, it's just like, what is going on? But then other ones are just like, oh, this makes sense, like, with their song and everything.
In general, what songs do you like?
So you legit have my favorite song, Power. I will never get over the music video.
I love that song so much. Like in a video game.
It was so cool.
I know.
It reminded me of the time when they had the Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah. The TV show. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, this is so dope. Like, I was just like, I really want to be part of this music video. And then I was thinking in my head, I was just like, I wonder what everybody's powers are. Like, do they have, like, different powers for different situations?
Well, in the beginning of EXO, it used to be that they had a power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone had teleportation or, like, fire or something.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know if they continued on with that. Like, they came out with Power, and I was just like, the song is so catchy. It's so good.
It is a good song. It really is. And, like, the music video production was really cool to watch and everything, because it just kept on dragging you in.
That like, one had an intro to it also.
Yeah, the intro, I was just
making references to like past things.
They're past songs. And what was the music video that they showed of like a past you before? Like, it showed like the cute side of them. And then all of a sudden after the cute side, it was just the rough side. Like, hey, we are bad boys. And I was just like, that is so different. Love Me Right. That's what it was.
Well, also, at the 2018 Winter Olympics, because it was in Seoul, South Korea, they got to perform Power.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I thought that was really cool.
There's also, like, I was trying to remember, because I remember K-pop songs. Certain ones I remember by titles. Other ones I remember by music videos. So, like, I had to kind of, like, do, like, a little search real quick. When they did Call Me Baby music video was so cool.
Yeah.
Like, the visuals for that, the outfits for that was, like, always on point. And then Cuckoo Bop, oh, my.
Coco Bop, yes. Oh, my gosh. I love that so much.
The visuals was so cool. The person, whoever did the graphic design for the music video was on point 24/7.
Older songs that I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are new because I feel like I need a good mix. But I really like the music video for Electric Kiss, their Japanese song.
Oh yeah. That was a good music video.
Also, Sing for You, the Chinese version, makes me cry.
Oh no.
Love it so much. It's so precious.
I think I can't remember if they were the group that had a Christmas song that I really liked.
Miracles in December.
Yes.
I love that song so much.
When I first heard that song, I cried. I legit cried. I was just like, what is this? And my mom was like, why are you crying? I was just like, because I just heard something so beautiful.
It's a sad Christmas song.
It is. And I was just like, did somebody die? Did he reverse back time? Like, when I watched the music video, because I didn't know there was a music video, and then I happened like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I happened 2 years ago, find the music video, and I was just like, is it a music video? And then I watched it, and it made me even more cry, because it was just like, loss of love, loss of a person. Like no! Like, it's a pretty song to listen to for Christmas time, but it's a song that you might want to listen to if you're lonely.
Or if you want to cry.
If you want to cry.
Like, honestly, like me.
Just watch.
Just want to cry.
Just want to cry. Yeah. Just listen to the song. It's okay. It's okay to cry. But it's just, that song did it. Like, that's what happened. That's actually where my, like, interest in Korean pop Christmas songs came into play, was from that song. And I was just like, what?
Yeah, they do Christmas albums too. Like, what even?
I was like, there's a Christmas album? K-pop stars have Christmas songs? And I was just like,
or they'll sing like popular like American Christmas songs, yeah, but like in English, or sometimes they'll do it in Korean too.
Yeah.
Mostly Korean, I think. Yeah.
Which is like pretty cool. But like the fact that like I found out that during Christmas time, there's Christmas songs, made me even more intrigued to not listen to K-pop Christmas songs.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Do your parents let you play K-pop in the car when they're in the car with you?
My mom puts K-pop on her playlist.
My mom, she'll let me play K-pop, but if my brother's in the car or, like, my dad's in the car, like, I won't play it because I'm just like, I know they'll judge me, like, hardcore.
It's okay.
Who cares? I like what I like.
Yeah, like what you like. I mean, when I was in school, people were like, what the heck is K-pop?
Or they'll be like, oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah, I'm just like, what's wrong with liking another type of music from another country? Is that an issue? I'm just like, come on. And then now with the K-pop industry, I know that they're introducing other genres of music. Like, it's some, like, really old group. and they introduced like that Spanish type
shiny.
Yeah, there we go.
With Mamacita.
Yeah, yeah. They introduced like that Spanish type of genre into their music. And I was just like, oh, that's really dope. Because when people explain K-pop music, they have different like factors. Like they have like rap music or hip hop music, and then they have like EDM, and then they have pop music, and mm-hmm. it's like a whole bunch of stuff. But now that they're expanding their genres, it's pretty dope because you get to listen to a little bit of everything with like one language or multiple languages, depends.
You are now listening to Love Shot. 차갑도록 서로 겨눈 채 날이 선 듯 그 목소리엔 숨 막히는 것만 가득해 oh, oh, oh.
잔을 가득히 담아 넘칠 듯한 그대로 오늘 밤에 나 It's the love shot 나
음악은 중독이
하지만 도망가물지 않아 끝까지 당기돼 놓치는 건 절대 안 돼
사실은 뭐
You know that I know 난 빠져나갈 기회가 없어 난 이미 벌써
시작해 그대의 맘을 뺏을 척
Now right,
right,
left,
left
왼쪽을 보면 now step,
step
Now right,
right,
left,
left
뒤돌아서 전 now step,
step
삼킨 얘기를 노래 하나 만든 척 지금 말하려 해요 그냥 들어요 I'll sing for you 너무 사랑하지만 사랑한단 말 안 해 어색해 자존심 허락 안 해
난 말할 테지만 무심히 들어요 I'll sing for you The way you cry The way you smile 내겐 얼마나 큰 의미인 걸까 하고픈 말 놓쳐버린 말 고백할 테지만 그냥 들어요 I'll sing for you Sing for you 그냥 한번 듣고 웃어요
조금 우습죠 내겐 그대밖에 없는데 가끔은 남보다 못한 나
머리카락을 부비고 안기고 싶은 건데 말이죠
The way you cry The way you smile 내겐 얼마나 큰 의미인 걸까 돌아서면 그냥 들어요 I sing for you Sing for you 아무렇지 않은 척해요 매일 너무 감사해 그대가 있어서 신께서 주신 내 선물
오늘이 지나면 난 또 어색해할지도
하지만 오늘은 꼭 말하고 싶어 그러니 들어요
The way you cry The way you smile
내겐 얼마나 큰 의미인 걸까 하고픈 말 놓쳐버린 말 고백할 테지만 좀 어색하지만 그냥 들어요 I'll sing for you Sing for you
was Sing For You. So this is our last segment. It's the K-pop / Korean word of the day. So we have two. So the first word we're going to talk about is maknae. And we talked about that at the beginning of the podcast with Sehun being the youngest member. So like we said before, it just literally means the youngest member of a group. So you could be the maknae of your friend group.
Yeah, I am. I'm the youngest person in my friend group.
I'm not.
I am the youngest person in my friend group. And I get so teased about being the maknae of my group.
The next word that is related to K-pop is called bias. Like you're biased towards someone. It just means like who's your favorite person in the group.
Yeah.
For example, Kai, who's your bias in EXO?
Kai. My bias is Kai. That man, I like bad boys. I have a problem.
That's fair.
In a K-pop group, I either like the guy that looks like he's like the baddest person or the guy that has the deepest voice. I can't help myself.
Wow. Yeah. So my bias, I would say, is Chen. But before Chris left, my bias was Chris.
Oh.
And so when he left, I was really sad.
Some people take these biases seriously, though.
Like, you'll meet someone and you'll say you're a K-pop fan, and then you'll say a group you like, and they'll be like, oh, who's your bias? And you're just like, Chen.
And they'll be like, that's my bias. Like, no. And I'm just like, whoa.
They get so defensive. Like, you can have the same bias as someone. Like, it's not that big deal.
Like, there's only 9 members. We all need to share. But some people have multiple biases. So it's not bad for certain groups to have multiple people that they like and they know a lot about. And most people typically have one. Some people have multiple. Like, it's okay.
Like, you have that here. When One Direction was a thing, they'll be like, oh, who's your favorite?
Yeah. Harry and what was it?
Niall
and Harry.
And Zayn. With that, that's a wrap on the first episode of Electric Shock K-Pop. Thank you, Kai, for joining me. I'm Nicole Santafanti, and you're listening to 96.1 The Wit.